Squamish Search and Rescue, SAR, reported a relatively quiet long weekend for the team to start September. Squamish SAR manager, BJ Shute, told the Squamish chief that the team responded to two climbing incidents on Sunday, September 3. In the first call, SAR responded to a climbing group in the Tantalus Range which had experienced some gear malfunction. Shute said that SAR was able to pick up the group after they had self-rescued to a spot where a helicopter could land and then transported them to the Squamish airport. Shortly thereafter, a report of an injured climber on the Stawamis Chief came from BC Ambulance Service. "We were able to quickly mobilize teams and the helicopter, given that we were already in the field to locate this climber," said Shute, who added a ground team provided initial first aid and stabilization. Ultimately, Shute said the climber was evacuated by a long line to the staging area at Sta 7 Mies School. Shute said the climber was significantly injured, but had since contacted SAR and thanked them for their help. Compared with the August long weekend that saw the volunteer team respond to 5 calls in one day, Shute called the weekend pretty quiet. Anecdotally speaking, however, Shute feels this year has seen more weekday calls. Compared to last year, the SAR responses have been relatively on par as the team has responded to 93 calls in 2023 and had 99 calls up until this point in 2022. The last 2 years have seen fewer calls than in 2021 when there were 121 calls at this point, which Shute said was a bit of an outlier. Shute estimated that 2023 will see around similar final numbers to that of 2022, which was 124. Getting dark earlier. Looking ahead, Shute cautioned outdoor recreationists to think about the quickly changing daylight hours and weather that can coincide with that. When days get shorter, there's less time for people to complete whatever activity they are going to complete, he said. There really is an onus upon people who are going out to recreate to really do the research as to where they're going, how long that trip or activity is expected to take, and to calculate that. Just take that 5 minutes to read recent trip reports, to look at the weather forecast, to look at daylight forecast, and to make wise decisions based on those. On average, Squamish loses about 3 minutes and 30 seconds of daylight each day in September. While it may not sound like a lot, the daylight hours on September 30th are about 11 hours and 45 minutes compared with 13 hours and 30 minutes on September 1st. And, the days will only get shorter from there until the winter solstice on December 21st. Bookmark SquamishChief.com so you can return for more local stories like this. Get Squamish News Daily in our free newsletter. Sign up here. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Squamish Search and Rescue, at SAR Team.